Part 2, Chapter 5. The stairway was built from ancient stones, cracked with age and grooved by the tread of countless feet. It rose from the edge of the sea and wound its way up the peak above Ray's head, a black line against the green, obscured here and there by wisps of cloud. Ray picked up her staff and adjusted her satchel where it hung from her shoulder. She imagined she could feel the weight of the lightsaber inside it, the mysterious ancient weapon that had called to her beneath Maz Kanata's castle, and that she had carried with her to this stormy planet of gray seas dotted with green islets. A planet identified on BB-8's map with the legend Ahch-To. Rey eyed the first of those broad stones, the beginning of the end of her long journey from the sands of Jakku, and looked behind her, where the battered saucer-shaped Millennium Falcon stood on its landing gear. The ship's bulk all but filled a wide, flat area just above the sea. Chewbacca stood at the foot of the freighter's ramp, the astromech R2-D2 at his side. The Wookiee called out encouragement to Rey, while R2-D2 whistled and rocked on his two stubby legs. Well then, it wasn't like she'd come thousands of light years to stop here. She started up the stairs, the wind whipping her dark hair across her face. After Jakku, Ahch-To seemed like something plucked from a dream. The air was damp with the tang of salt, and the island's steep slopes were a vivid, verdant green. A few days earlier, green had been a color Rey had only dreamed of. Now, she was surrounded by variations on it, from the tufts of emerald grass to the grayish moss that clung to slabs of rock. The ocean was a study in seemingly impossible colors, too. But these were forever morphing and changing. Here, the water looked black or gray, while there, it was green or blue. And everywhere, it was dappled with yellow whorls of reflected sun or the white crescents of wave tops. When she'd first stood outside the Falcon, Rey's brain had insisted on interpreting the water as a surface, and her stomach had rebelled at that surface's refusal to be still. Now, surrounded by the sea, she realized that what she was seeing was just the uppermost layer of something deep, vast, and eternally in motion. She'd thought of the island as a tiny dot on the water, but that too was a misperception. The island was the pinnacle of a mountain that began in darkness, rising from the bones of the planet far below. She looked back and was surprised by how small the Falcon already looked, and amused to see Chewbacca offer her a wave. The Wookiee had declined to come with her, explaining that the Falcon had years' worth of malfunctions, breakdowns, and ill-advised modifications that needed to be put right. R2-D2 had been more willing, but had gotten no farther than the base of the first step before retreating with an electronic sigh. The slopes around Rey were full of life. Stick-like insects regarded her inscrutably as they picked their way through the grass, while birds rode the winds above her head. Many of the rocky outcroppings she passed were rookeries for small, chubby avians. They were curious about the intruder, peering at her with big, liquid eyes and challenging her with fusillades of squawks. Their flying struck Rey as a triumph of determination over ability. They looked like airborne rocks, hurtling themselves off the cliffs and flapping their stubby wings desperately until somehow leveling out centimeters from disaster. Rey stopped to catch her breath. She was used to scaling the towering ruins of Star Destroyers, but the climb was still a long one. The Falcon was an off-white circle far below her now. Above her, the stair continued its roundabout ascent. she told herself just to climb and not to think about what awaited her at the top. But that was impossible. It would be a cruel cosmic joke indeed to find that Jedi Master Luke Skywalker, the man she'd assumed was a myth, had packed up some time ago. But something told Rey he hadn't. Somehow, she was certain of his presence. It was like a fleeting something captured in peripheral vision, or the tickling sensation between the shoulder blades that hinted at a presence behind you. She'd been meant to come to this planet, to land on this island, to climb this stair. She was sure of it. Her whole life, all those desperate days hunkered down in Jakku's heat and dust, all those desolate nights adrift in its cold and loneliness, had been a prelude to this. A wall rose beside the stairs, which passed through a clearing nestled against the cliff. Several modest stone huts filled the space, conical assemblages of painstakingly corbelled stone, with narrow doorways. They were ancient, but well cared for. Some doorways were open and empty, while others had simple doors of weathered gray wood. And one had a door of pitted, rusting metal, adorned with faded red stripes. Rey glanced at the huts, but knew this wasn't her destination. Not quite. She followed the stairs up a grassy slope until they ended in a saddle between towers of rock. A figure, shrouded in a simple cloak and robe, stood at the edge of a cliff, facing away from her, out over the endless sea. After a moment, the figure raised its head and turned slowly, peering out from under a cowl. The face above the graying beard was wrinkled and weathered, seamed and etched by hints of extreme climates. But the eyes were a bright blue. Rey walked toward Luke Skywalker as he pushed back his hood. His left hand was flesh and blood, the right metal and wires. He stared at her, his gaze direct and intense. His expression strange. She couldn't tell if that was anger, despair, or yearning on his face. Without breaking eye contact with the man she'd come so far to see, Rey slung her staff over her shoulder, reached into her pack, and removed the lightsaber. She held it out to him. An offer. A plea. Emotions chased themselves across the Jedi Master's face. After several moments, he took a tentative step forward, then another. He reached up and took the lightsaber from her hand. Rey stepped back, her breath catching in her throat, as Luke regarded the ancient weapon. Then he lifted his eyes to hers. She forced herself to hold that powerful gaze and stand her ground. Then, Luke tossed the lightsaber off the cliff. Rey's eyes followed its arc through the air, then turned back to Luke, wide with shock. He walked past her without a word, his strides long and deliberate. Master Skywalker? She managed. But he had vanished down the stairs. She hesitated, then hurried after him, to the clearing with the huts. She arrived just in time to see the rusted metal doors slam, leaving her alone with the keening birds. Rey edged up to the door and tapped on it tentatively.
Master Skywalker, I'm from the Resistance, she said. Your sister Leia sent me. We need your help. We need you to come back.
There was no reply.
Master Skywalker?
She tried again.
Hello?
This couldn't be happening. Not after all she'd gone through to get here. She felt like she'd fallen into a bad dream. One in which she spoke, but her words made no sound. After a few more moments of silence, she began banging on the door.
Hello?
Ray found the lightsaber in the grass far below the cliff from which Luke had hurled it. Several of the curious, chubby birds were inspecting it, warbling at one another in puzzlement. She shooed them away and retrieved the lightsaber, rubbing the knuckles left swollen by hammering on the Jedi Master's door in vain. Below her, she caught sight of a shape under the waters of a shallow bay. A shape too angular to be natural. She realized it was an X-Wing fighter, corroded by long immersion in salt water. She looked the lightsaber over and was relieved to find it undamaged. She replaced it gently in her pack, her thoughts returning to the Jedi Master sulking in his hut atop the mountain. Had she done something wrong? Offended him in some way? Failed to perform some secret Jedi ritual no one had bothered telling her about? Rey had no idea, and no inkling about how to fix things. And it was a long way back up the mountain to be ignored for who knew how long. She gazed morosely at the submerged X-Wing. So that was where the door had come from. Skywalker had salvaged one of the wings. Had he stripped it of anything else? Her practiced eye picked out the location of antenna coils, maneuvering repulsors, static discharge couplings, and other gear that she once might have removed and bargained for rations.
I don't think that's salvageable. Zero portions.
She smiled slightly at the idea of Unkar Plutt gaping at a starfighter that was now more reef than vehicle. The reactor would still be outputting residual heat, but that would do no one any good except nearby fish and crustaceans. Maybe some of the wiring and conduits would still be intact inside their protective jacketing. Everything else, though, would be junk. Granted, that didn't necessarily mean you couldn't clean it up and try to pass it off as operational. Plenty of unscrupulous dealers back in Nima outposts had eked out a living that way. But the result would be a malfunction or a breakdown waiting to happen.
Malfunctions and breakdowns.
If Master Skywalker wouldn't talk to her, she'd arrange a conversation with someone he couldn't ignore. She strode off in the direction of the Falcon. This time, at least, the knock on the door got a response, an annoyed order to go away. A moment later, the door had been separated from its hinges, bouncing off the far wall, and an angry Wookiee was storming into the hut, snarling and roaring. Rey followed Chewbacca inside, peeking around the Falcon's first mate. Luke had changed clothes, and was now dressed in rough-hewn woolens and leggings. She had to admit the shock on his face was satisfying.
Chewie, what are you doing here?
Chewbacca, still angry, subjected Luke to another round of bellowing.
He says you're coming back with us,
Rey said. Luke spared her an annoyed glance.
I got that, he said, before turning his attention back to the Wookiee. You shouldn't be here.
Chewbacca snarled indignantly.
How did you find me?
Asked Luke, still acting as if Rey weren't there.
Long story, Rey said. We'll tell you on the Falcon.
The Falcon? Wait.
Rey recognized the instant he realized what was wrong.
Where's Han?
Luke asked Chewbacca. The Wookiee's anger drained away, leaving him slump-shouldered with misery. He moaned pitifully. Rey hesitated, then stepped forward. The least she could do was spare Chewie this part, but that meant it was up to her to tell Luke that Han Solo was dead.